So you air something out with someone, which is the technique that I taught in my last video for handling conflict resolution. And basically what you do is go to the person, ask for permission to give them some feedback about some things that they did, and then possibly ask them not to do that in the future or ask them to consider this in the future. And when you air that out with them, you're doing it in a very compassionate, non-threatening, emotionally regulated sort of way. And if the person still gets defensive, gets angry, tries to blame you, denies that they did that, invalidates your feelings, those are all behaviors that you really want to pay attention to, because those are behaviors that might indicate an emotionally unavailable person at best. It could indicate that they have an avoidant attachment style. It could mean that they have narcissistic tendencies, especially if they blame your reaction, tell you that that didn't happen, tell you that it's your fault that you got upset. Don't apologize. Don't turn towards you to make it better. Not going to take responsibility for their part. So the way that someone responds to you when you go to them to air things out is important for you to pay attention to, because it tells you a lot about how invested this person is in your health and well-being, your mental health and your satisfaction, and they're going to blame you for having feelings and blame you for having needs. And you don't want to be in a relationship with or a friendship with someone that is going to treat you that way. So when you go to them to air it out, pay attention to how they respond. It'll tell you a lot about them and the nature of your relationship with them. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope that you heard something that was helpful. Let me know in the comments if you tried airing things out or if you've encountered the sorts of challenges that I described today. I would love to hear your feedback. Thanks for tuning in.